Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast. I am Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. Today, we're talking about stepping outside your comfort zone, your theater comfort zone, with teacher Cindy Cabral. But first, let's do some Theater Folk news. This week, Theater Folk is going to be at the Arizona State Thespian Festival. Not only will we have a table with free goodies, such as our play-tasting CD-ROM, which has sample pages from every play we have, that's right, every single play, I'll be teaching my All My Ideas Suck workshop, which teaches students that, in fact, their ideas do not suck, and how to find a step-by-step process to get from topic to sustainable play idea, which means how do I come up with an idea that will actually turn into a play? And I'll also be participating in the Arizona Playworks program. This is an awesome program for student playwrights. Students submit short plays, and four are selected. Then over the course of the weekend, we get together with the playwrights, talk about the plays, they do rewrites, and then we audition actors to be in the plays, and then we rehearse and put them up as a staged reading, all in 2 days. It's intense, it's a great experience for the students, and it's a great experience for me. I always learn something on how to communicate constructive feedback. Lastly, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every Wednesday at theaterfolk.com and our Facebook page and on Twitter. You can also find us on the Stitcher app, and you can subscribe to TFP on iTunes. All you have to do is search on the word Theater Folk. Episode 17, Step Outside the Zone. Okay, that was a bit dramatic, but it's true. We all have a comfort zone as artists. It's a place where we know we do good work because it's an area we're familiar with. For example, for me, writing sarcastic teenage girl dialogue, very familiar for me. So, you know, it's a type of play that comes easy. It's a dance we've done a million times, an acting role that's similar to our personality. It's a nice, snuggly blanket of an area. And teacher Cindy Cabral went outside that fuzzy blanket zone. She directed the premiere production of my new play, The Telltale Heart and Other Strangeness, an adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's stories. It's been a difficult process for me, not just getting the stories from the page to the stage, but even just getting a school to perform the play. And I was really excited last month to finally get to see the play on its feet. So we talk about that, and we talk about what it's like to do a play you've never done before. It's a genre you've never done before, and your students have never been exposed to before, and what it's like to jump off that cliff. You'll hear some noise in the background of the interview. It was a couple of hours before the performance, and students were not wasting any time. They were still running scenes on their own. They were trying to get in that one last rehearsal, and I love that. So I didn't tell them to be quiet. I think it's really great. Let's get to the interview. Hello, Cindy Cabral.
Hello.
And did I say your name? Is it Cabral?
Cabral.
Okay. So I am sitting here with Cindy Cabral of St. Roch.
Rock.
St. Roch. Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's St. Rocco. I don't know why they didn't just keep it St. Rocco.
Cool.
Yeah.
Secondary school in Brampton, Ontario. And we are here, and it's a very exciting night because it is the premiere of my adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe, The Telltale Heart and Other Strangeness. And how are you feeling?
I'm excited.
Yes.
And nervous.
Yes.
We had a a very challenging dress rehearsal yesterday.
Oh, that's all right.
But they always say a bad dress rehearsal means a great production. So I'm kind of going with that theory. I'm nervous because I've never done anything like this before, as I've told you. Nothing this abstract, nothing this creepy.
That's really the reason I wanted to kind of sit down and have this talk with you today, because you have expressed that this is way out of your comfort zone.
Totally.
It is a, you know, Poe is a very, he's a strange bird from the get-go, and what I really wanted to do was, I wanted to take this very literary story and make it theatrical. And so to do that, there has to be some visualization, some abstraction to make it not just, you know, I'm taking a book and I'm putting it on stage. We have to be more out of the box than that.
Yes.
And because of that, I think that I've had a lot of trouble finding a school to do the premiere production, to the point where I really thought that there was something very much wrong with the script, there was something wrong that I was doing with it, because I've never been stonewalled by teachers before, not even like just not wanting to take this project on. So I came and we did a workshop in May. We did 3 days, which was amazing, because for me, I went, no, I'm okay. This is fine. I'm good. The script is good.
My idea worked.
My idea was all right. And also that you went, I want to try this. I want to do this. So what made you decide to go to do the production?
Well, first I thought it was a huge honor that you had asked me. So I was like, let me really consider this instead of saying no, shying away from it. And also, we're always telling these students, these young actors, to get out of their comfort zone, to play different kinds of characters. Don't go to your safe place. Really push yourself. Take risks. And I should be doing that as well. So I really believe in living by what you are teaching.
What you're trying to get them to do.
Exactly. So I knew that I would have challenges, and I would have moments where I was like, what was I thinking and saying yes? But then it always happens to work out. And this really was like a co-creation ensemble, because it was like, guys, I'm stuck. What are your ideas? And they'd be like, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, yes, amazing. And then I'd roll with that and then make it into something bigger. So don't always.
So basically this.
It was more fear that what was going to stop me, right? Fear of that unknown.
Right.
But then it was like, no, try it. And she's there to help you. And the students are here to help you. And it all worked out.
And what I was saying when I just had a talk with the kids, it's very true. There's really nothing that you can do that is wrong, because nobody's done it. So it's like, there may be things that I go, oh, okay, it was interpreted that way. It's not exactly what I intended, then it's my job.
And we don't want to disappoint you, right?
Yeah, but I am such a proponent of the process that students go through now. I've really come over the numbers of years that I've been doing this, how I've become to believe very strongly in the process.
I've come
to believe very strongly that if you can, you know, put something in front of them and they can work together as an ensemble, if they can truly form a community, if they can help each other, if they can learn something and do something they've never done before, the end product is less important.
Oh, I completely agree.
And so to say,
and when
so,
you have a good end product,
that's most, icing.
Yeah,
but the cake has been this wonderful experience, this skill building, this thing that they will remember for the rest of their lives, and they are going to remember the times they shared more so than the performance. So I'm never going to be disappointed. I'm never going to be. I know what goes into rehearsals, and I know what goes into the experience of a high school student preparing to perform. And I'm really proud to be part of that process. So I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled that this is taking place, and that it's very clear that they seem excited. They don't seem afraid. But they're never afraid, are they?
You know? They're only afraid 5 minutes before, and then it's all excited all over again.
Which is, I think that's what I'm really, really so pleased that you dove in, because it's, you know, it's sometimes it's our adult fears
that hold
us back. Yep. So tell me your most fearful moment in this rehearsal process.
When the first time we put on Pitt and the first time we put on The Raven, and I said, this is a disaster. Like, I'm missing something. Like, it's just not working. And then the students, I'd be like, does this work? And they're like, yeah. But they weren't convinced either.
Yeah.
So when I couldn't figure out those two scenes, it was almost like maybe I have been wrong about all these other scenes.
Right. It just started to unravel.
Yes. And then I kind of went into a little panic mode. And that is when I contacted you. Please help me. But then one of the students was like, in Pitt, how about, you know, we just keep it simple. We do a little bit more literal action and it worked. So for The Raven, that is when you gave me those stage directions, and it really adds to the creepiness and the oneness of that these five people are this one person watching this Raven.
And that is it's a really important thing that I'm so glad that you contacted me, because it's like that was something that I had put in and then I had taken out, and it's like, well, let's try it. Let's throw it back in and see what happens. And that is really the whole point of developing a play. Like, this is not finished yet. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm gonna watch it, I'm gonna take notes, and then I'm going to I'm very lucky in that I have another school who's gonna produce it in March. So I've got a really good development chunk, which I cannot do until someone takes that risk and takes that jump. What do you think? So what have you learned? What did you think you've learned by doing this?
One thing that I learned was because I'm not the high school age, I forgot that most students do not understand what a poem is actually saying.
Right.
So when we first started, I'd be like, guys, do you not understand? And they're like, no, we're lost. And I was like, oh. Okay, your mind hasn't developed to that point yet. So I find that it's even like taught me on how we're trying to remember what you were like in high school and what they are like and how their way of thinking is. I also learned that like something very simple can be so creepy or can be so funny or can be so like, huh, like a, you know, like a aha moment.
Yep.
You don't need a whole lot sometimes. And I think that they struggle with that too. Like, what do you mean I'm doing too much?
Well, and it's also the whole, everything on Broadway is too much now, right? Mm-hmm. So when they go to see something, they have
that idea,
you know, in their heads. And so it's all about, you know, trying to fight that and just sort of like, you know what, we need to go like this. And hone it down as opposed to blowing it up. I think that's why I think Poe works best that way, because I think all of his works are a one-on-one experience, right? It's the person who is reading the words on the page. Actually, this is a really good point. I have to think about this to actually add it into the script, but it's one person who's reading it onto the page and the page coming back into the mind of the audience. It's a one-on-one experience. So how do we make that in theater, but actually making it alive? Sorry, I'm literally just going, you know what, this is, I have to remember that. Okay. I have it on tape. Okay, and what was the moment when you went, okay, everything's going to be fine?
After we started working through the Pit and the Pendulum.
Yeah.
Because then it was like, you know what, we are on the right track. And then every rehearsal after that, I felt like even my mind opened up with, let's try this, let's try this, let's do this, no, cut that, let's rearrange this, because then it was like all those fears went away. I wasn't stopping myself.
Right.
So I'd say probably like a couple weeks ago, 2.5, 3 yeah. weeks ago, once we've worked out that scene, and then there were no... Yes.
You could just keep going.
Yeah. And then once I got the Raven script, it was like, yes, this is right. This is perfect.
Do you think it is, because I find your students incredibly quick thinking and very receptive. Do you think it's that it helped that they, because it seems they're very collaborative.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think that's what it, the kind, this kind of, this script required that? Do you think you could have Do you think you could have done it if you were being more of a overseer director as opposed to a collaborative director?
I personally don't. For me, that wouldn't work. Yeah. I relied on the collaboration, but maybe that's because I've never done anything like this before. Right. I'm not sure, but I felt like the collaboration worked completely. Whereas I've worked on a few shows where it was too much collaboration. I'm like, guys, no, this isn't working. You have to leave it to me. But this, I don't know how I would have done it without them.
Which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's lovely.
True ensemble process.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful because I don't know how often they get a true ensemble collaborative experience at the high school age. I think there's a lot more. I've certainly done it. You know, when I go into workshops, it's very much, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. Because I'm looking for something, you know, it's very, very specific. And I think, too, in the larger the piece, I think there is not the room for collaboration. So how wonderful to sort of have that opportunity and to be able to do that. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm very excited to see.
I hope you like it. I really do.
But just seeing it up, I just can't express how wonderful it is that it's happening and not sitting in my drawer at home doing nothing. Because now I can take the next step. Cause now it can become a play,
mm-hmm.
and it can move forward. And I truly believe it's a great, I think it has a lot of theatrical potential. So, and you guys will always be a part of that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you so much to Cindy and the students of St. Rock Secondary School. And that's where we're going to end. That's it. That's all. Take care, my friends. Take care.